Speaking of the wrong crowd here at the Republican National Convention, Stone Pony is out on the street with protesters. Alex Stone is here. Just is it inside or outside the security perimeter, Alex?
Yeah, well, I'm outside now, and definitely a different tone out here tonight. One is the crowd's big. We're getting ready for a protest in about an hour and a half that the police are somewhat worried about. And just to give you a feeling of how different it is, you know, we've talked all week about them wanting to tone down the image out here and have police just in their patrol uniforms. I'm looking at police officers who have, they are in their tactical gear. They've got guns across their chest, the long guns, much more like what you would expect in a during a convention and with big crowds. But there are a lot of police officers out here right now getting ready for whatever tonight is. And there are all kinds of reports are starting to come in. Police just put out a report on their police, on their radios, that somebody is moving around this crowd that have stickers that say, I'm the greatest or I am beautiful. It has some kind of substance on it that that they're sticking on to people, and those people are having to get medical attention. We haven't confirmed that, but that's what they're warning them about now. A lot of different groups are out here. The Westboro Baptist Church, the anarchists, Code Pink, and a lot more are expected to come down saying that they plan to protest through the night. They're saying don't go home, that this is their last chance tonight. They're telling these protesters to fight all night long and continue to protest. Black Lives Matter, all these different groups coming together.
Wow. All right.
What is the presence right now, Alex? Are you seeing it just starting, or are there just a few protesters, or is it starting to really pick up in terms of the numbers?
Well, it's picking up, but everybody's kind of just standing around right now. You got all these different – the Westboro Baptist Church is preaching out its stuff that it preaches out.
Yeah.
But everybody else is standing around with their signs, kind of waiting for it to start. They're chanting, vote for Trump, coming from somewhere. It looks like this group that's holding up these Trump banners. And then you've got anti-Trump folks who are here as well. So we'll have to see where this goes. Police said, you know, this is the night they've been worried about, because the night that Trump will be accepting the nomination. They know if it's going to be any night, now it's got to be this night, because there's nothing left after this. It's been calm up until now. 23 arrests. If you think about it, during one protest after a Trump event in San Diego in May, it was 35 arrests. So it's been relatively quiet, relatively calm up until this point. I hope to keep it that way tonight.
Is there any sense for where this is? Is this happening actually in the town square or the?
Yeah, I'm only about two blocks away from you guys. We're in the public square right now, and then there's a belief that they're going to probably march at some point. We saw an anarchist group that started marching down the street a few minutes ago. But yeah, it still amazes me, and we've talked about this over and over again, but how many different departments you see here. You've got Fort Worth, Texas on the mounted units on the horses, a lot of Cleveland police, but Georgia state troopers, Kansas, California Highway Patrol, and they are shoulder to shoulder, and they are working as one force out here.
Wow. All right. So this will
something
be very interesting.
Something to keep an eye on, for sure.
And especially as it starts to get darker here throughout the night. I know that's one of the things you see, amazing police presence and security presence at night here. It almost looks
you
like
do.
It's, I mean, 24 hours a day there's presence, but then you see them shift into a very different mode of operation when the sun goes down. Mm-hmm. And that is really going to be interesting tonight. So, all right, we'll check back in with you, Alex. Thank you very much. Appreciate
Thank you,
it.
Alex.
Sounds good. Thanks, guys.
All right, Alex Stone, Stone Pony, ABC News, who is now in the public square in Cleveland, which is the place where there's a fountain. That's right. That's where the co-eds were dancing around the water a couple nights ago with the Black Lives Matter posters, but they
sure.
didn't seem to really be all that interested in any of that except for
yes.
just getting cooled off. Violetta, I just want to ask you, did any of those different protest groups appeal to you as someone we should bring home for you? Did you like the anarchists, or would you like Code Pink, Black Lives Matter?
Rhode, I'll take one of those co-eds.
Oh, yeah. That's not your gift. We already got your gift, Kevin.
Yeah, don't be greedy. I'll go with an anarchist.
Anarchist.
Yeah.
I believe the Serbian that started World War I was an anarchist, too. So that's good.
That kind of works.
Yeah. Free the people.
Yeah, free the people. Right. No rules. No rules, just right, is what the anarchist says. I don't like the idea there's a guy putting stickers on people that are making them sick, though. That can't be good.
That's something we got to check back on, because that is...
if that's true, we don't know.
If it is true, right.
Those are radio reports. Police radio traffic reports
sure.
at the moment of speculation.
So something they're investigating,
yes.
but not necessarily true at
yeah.
this time.
And that's what they do. They go on, they hear the story, there's someone reporting that, then they go to figure it out, and oftentimes that turns out not to be true. So we'll have to... figure out what is occurring there. But things are heating up a little bit here in Cleveland, and it is hot.
It seems to be. It is hot, and there are only 23 arrests, as Alex was just telling us so far. I think a lot of people would have predicted more at this point, but it has been so calm, and we'll see what happens tonight as these protests seem to be picking up.
All right, so we will return to our posts here in Cleveland at the Republican National Convention. But first...